Cochrane, a chance discovery at a thrift store combined with the power of social media, put a conductor's uniform on the right track to return to its owner's family. A couple of weeks ago, Sean McDonald, a local historian and administrator of the Cochrane, Ontario Past and Present Facebook group, bought a train conductor's uniform from the Ontario Northland Railway, ONR, at a Cochrane thrift store. It was in exceptional condition and had a tag that identified it as belonging to M.J. Findell. McDonald, who had seen Maurice Findell's name mentioned in the group before, was immediately intrigued. Found inside the jacket was also a small booklet with fare prices. Ontario Northland Railway fares found in the Maurice Findell's conductor uniform. Supplied photo. While it's not dated, at the time, the fare price from Moosewanee to Cochrane was $21 and $14 for those 65 and older. For that same fare in 2024, it costs $60 and $51 and 35 cents for adults 60 and over. I picked it up with the hope that a family member might claim it. If not, I would have donated it to our local heritage museum, McDonald said. McDonald posted pictures of the uniform in his Facebook group, which has grown to nearly 9,000 members since its creation in 2012. The group serves as a platform for locals to share stories, reconnect and preserve the history of Cochrane. Through comments from members, McDonald learned more about Findell, including personal stories from former neighbors. Within hours of the post, a family member of Findell saw the pictures and reached out. Son Dutkiewicz, Findell's niece, was thrilled to see the uniform. Findell, known by his nickname Spike, lived in Cochrane and had a long career with the Ontario Northland Railway. He died in 2017 at the age of 83. Although Dutkiewicz wasn't sure how the uniform ended up in the thrift store, the family is happy to have it back. It brought back some memories of when I was a little girl. I used to take the train for a ride and I remember seeing my Uncle Spike on there all the time, she said. It's a piece of history, and it belongs with us. The Polar Bear Express between Cochrane and Moosewanee runs regularly, but other passenger rail service in northern Ontario ended in 2012. There are plans to bring the Ontario Northland passenger train back with a line from Toronto to Timmins, including a rail connection to Cochrane. Minister of Transportation Prabhmeet Sarkaria was in Timmins this week to reveal the new exterior design of the Northlander. He also announced that Ellis Don has been awarded the contract to build passenger stops at locations north of North Bay. See, Northlander train design revealed, new construction contract awarded. McDonald has arranged for the uniform to be returned to Findell's family in Timmins this week, where it will now be preserved as a family heirloom. Dutkiewicz expressed her gratitude, adding that she plans to reach out to Spike's son as well to inform him of the uniform's discovery. For McDonald, the reunion is just another example of why he enjoys running the Facebook group. I love seeing people reconnect and share their stories, he said. It's a space for people to reminisce and keep the history of our community alive.